I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. On Tuesday, voters in Illinois' 17th Congressional District will choose between incumbent Sherry Bustos, a Democrat from East Moline, and Republican Bill Faywell, a businessman from Galena. Sherry Bustos is serving her third term in Congress. If reelected, she plans to continue working on job retention and creation, including jobs on Arsenal Island.
When the federal government looks to relocate or needs office space, that before they build something new or lease something from the private sector, that they'll look at places like the Rock Island Arsenal. And I think that will help our arsenal quite a bit. The fact that we've got our digital manufacturing hub at the arsenal will help ready the workforce for the future. And the fact that we've re-upped the contract to build the military ambulances out there, that keeps people working, it keeps our factory line warm, and I think it's just ready for, you know, anything that's ahead.
Congress has failed to pass a farm bill, and Bustos blames Republicans, saying they refused to compromise.
We have some issues going on with the ag economy, primarily because of these overnight tweets that have gotten us into a trade war. And we'll stay focused on that and making sure that we do more work on ethanol. The president made an announcement about year-round E15. The problem with that, though, is you can't just make an announcement and then not have policy to back it up. So we'll work to make that a reality for our family farmers.
Bustos has been campaigning outside Illinois' 17th congressional district to help other Democrats win seats in the House.
I hope that Democrats pick up at minimum 23 seats on election night, which would put us back in the majority. And we can start working on bringing down the cost of health care, which is so desperately needed. I hear it from people every place I go, that we can start our country again, our roads, our bridges, our making sure that the 23 million rural Americans have access to high-speed internet, rebuild schools and rural hospitals. And then lastly, the cesspool that is getting stinkier and stinkier by the day out in Washington, that we try to start making that smell more like a rose. A lot of work to do on that end.
Her challenger, Republican Bill Faywell, says the people no longer rule their own government.
You take all the problems in America, and we've got a lot of them, and if you try and deal with them one at a time, you're not going to get anywhere because they are only symptoms. They're symptoms of systemic failure in our entire system of government. And what is that system of government? Well, 90% of our laws today are written by a federal agency, exercising the powers of the Congress and the states. And this is what employs 10,000 lobbyists that spend $3 billion a year writing the best laws that billionaires' money can buy. And it's why the five richest counties in America surround Washington, D.C. And it's why they've robbed from the poor and the middle class to give to the rich.
He says federal agencies and lobbyists have far too much power.
The rest of the developed world spends 8% of its GDP on health care. Essentially covers everyone. We spend 18% of the nation's GDP, and we don't cover anyone, arguably. Now, what's that 10% difference represent? A little over $2 trillion. That's how much we Americans get ripped off by this system where these agencies come in.
Faywell also supports regular audits of the Federal Reserve, term limits, and modest health insurance and pension plans for all volunteer firefighters.
I want the voters to know that if they want to be free and they want to take their country back and they want to live the American dream, I'm their guy. I'm the guy that's going to get it done. And if they want somebody that's going to actually represent them and not a party, I'm the only one.
I'm Michelle O'Neill.